Hello, Olin Tangi. This is Krista Davis, Olin Tangi's Chief Communications Officer. One of the first things our superintendent, Todd Meyer, wanted to do when he stepped into the role was to connect with a very important group of stakeholders, our students. He worked with high school principals to assemble a superintendent student advisory committee of students across all four high schools to review important topics in the district and hear their perspective. We have been blown away by these students' willingness to be a voice for their peers and their collective work for the better of the district. We know you will be equally impressed as you hear from Abby, Jaden, Luke, and Maya.
My name's Maya. I am a senior at Olin Tangi High School. At the moment, I'm involved in our school's journalism program. I am in NHS this year, and I do a lot of service work outside of school.
Hi, I'm Abby. I am a junior at Olin Tangi Orange High School. I'm also involved in NHS and am also a journalism student. I write and edit on the school's news magazine, The Courier, and I'm really excited to take over next year as the next copy editor. I also am involved in a lot of service project work. I am the president of I Support the Girls Club that funds a women's nonprofit to get feminine hygiene products to women for free. And that's a little bit about me.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jaden. I go to Olin Tangi Berlin High School. A little bit about me and what I'm involved in. I've been involved in FCA at our school pretty heavily, which is Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Help run that. So just planning speeches, speaking in front of the group, and then planning any future speakers or events that we'd like to have. I'm also involved in class cabinet. So since I'm a senior, this is the big year of just all the senior activities. So planning all of those with the class. And I'm also involved in track and field. So I'm a short sprinter. That's what I do. It takes up a lot of my time. And I'm involved in this superintendent's advisory.
My name is Luke. I'm a junior at Olin Tangi Liberty High School. I'm involved in track, B-Wise, which like we do science experiments with kids. Also Science Olympiad and HOSA.
As far as this committee goes, as a senior, this is my second year. All of us that are seniors were all part of this last year. The group of us all carried over to this year. We were part of the group of students, the first group of students to be part of this committee, which is really cool. It's been honestly just, it's such a privilege to be able to be part of this committee. I believe we were all in it through our class cabinets. That's how we, you know, got into it. But yeah, this is year two for all of us that are seniors. We all chose to carry on to the second year. We got asked as juniors and then got the option to do it again this year. And I think all of us continued on. And I'm personally very grateful for the opportunity.
Absolutely. And now what we're doing. So first year, we didn't meet that often. I believe we only met one or two times just because it was our first year. Yeah. But now we have a pretty set routine. So now typically what we're doing is we're getting an email about one or two weeks before, asking the RSVP, going over what are we going to do. And then we come here around 11:30, so in the middle of school for some of us. Others of us, you know, they don't have first period, so maybe not. But so we come into the district office, and we're just basically going over whatever plan that Superintendent Meyer or anybody else would have for us to talk about. So we've met with a ton of different district staff, and it's been great to just kind of see all of the things that go into making schools successful.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great. We have two juniors and two seniors from every high school in the district. So we have a lot of viewpoints. Everyone is able to kind of bring their own aspect to the conversation. And since we do meet once a quarter, we're able to cover a lot of topics. So far, we've discussed the phone bill policy. We've discussed cords and caps at graduation. And just honestly, anything that could majorly affect the student body that they think that we would want to have a say in.
And I think it's honestly a committee that is really good for the district as a whole. And while it does only focus on high schools, like it does show, I think, the district's commitment to like our student body, because I feel like we couldn't have like a good student experience without student input. And I think it will bring, you know, the more that it's done, you know, this year and beyond, the more positive changes I think it'll bring to our schools. and just give students in this district an all-around better experience.
I totally agree. As a junior, I am really excited to kind of see how this flows over into my senior year, because I was invited by Principal Asher to be in the committee for this year and for my senior year. So I am excited to see how that kind of elaborates throughout time.
Absolutely. And I know one thing, even though we didn't meet that much last year as the inaugural committee, one thing that we did work on was the exit surveys and things like that, and just seeing how that's gone from, it used to just be a senior thing and we didn't really know the questions coming in, we would just take it. But now we were able to look at the questions beforehand, pick out which ones we might want some changes to, or something that we'd want to edit or get rid of or add in and something like that. And I was able to personally see, okay, this was the first version of the survey that only seniors would take, to this year everybody took it and it was a different survey, and I think it was more helpful for kids. So,
and didn't we, I feel like we went over the results of that survey, if I remember correctly.
That was our first meeting.
First meeting, we went back and we saw how seniors from that graduated last year answered it, and that also helps us like give a baseline for what to discuss during the meetings. And I think that is really helpful to us. And I think asking students questions almost written, not completely written by students, but with input given by other students, you're more likely to get a more honest answer. And again, just bring changes that are good for the students done by students. I think one of the biggest things that was evidence of change for me was a like schedule structure change that we had at Olentangy. Last year, when all of us were talking, the people from Orange High School were explaining to us how they have something every Wednesday called flex period. And it's an extra period in the day where they basically get to go anywhere, to any teacher, to any classroom. They just have to like sign in and out. And it's like a free study period. Sometimes like clubs or like other teachers hold things during that period. But when we heard about that at Olentangy, we were like, that's super cool. Like, we don't have that. Like, that would be great at Olentangy, because we would have, I think it would be first Tuesday of every month, we'd have that added period on, but it was called home base. And you really, you had one classroom that you went to that you were assigned. It was like your home room. And you just had to stay there. Like, you could get a pass out, but like, that's where you went. And you just kind of sat there. You didn't really do anything. It was more for like freshmen to hear from like the class advisors about like being in high school. So when we heard about flex period, we were like, we really think that would be good for Olentangy. And at least like from our point of view, we were like, we really want that at Olentangy. Like, that would be so cool. That would be really beneficial to all of us. So then, you know, fast forward to this year, first day of school, they come out and they say, now we have flex period at Olentangy. Now we're going to do every Wednesday. We have an added period, adjusted schedule, same way that Orange structured it. And I think for me, that was like a huge thing. I was like, wow, like I actually was able to like bring that change. And as like small and kind of like insignificant as it was, I think it was like solidifying evidence that like, okay, my voice is actually being heard. They're taking me seriously. And that was just really cool for me.
I think another thing that we've been able to do with superintendent's advisor that's been really good is connect with teachers. I know one big example of this we had, we were able to go to a professional development day for teachers, and we were able to actually speak on a panel. I know Luke was there, and some of other members who aren't here today, they were here, and we were able to just answer questions from teachers. And I think that was really great to like, I know we talked about just having that different perspective from the different schools, from the student perspective, but hearing it from teachers as well, hearing them genuinely be interested in what we had to say and how they can improve their classrooms, that was really great, because it really showed like, okay, this isn't just a top-down, high-end thing of, oh, just the superintendent wants to hear from us, but superintendent wants to hear from us, the students want to hear from us, and everybody in between, teachers, anybody that works here, they all just want to hear from us. So I think that was really awesome, just to continue to add to the perspective that we're gaining.
I think that this whole, like, this whole thing that we're doing is just a great way of showing how much Olentangy really wants to hear our voices and how much they really do want to be the most beneficial that they can be for the students.
I think also what's cool about it is it's still in its early stages. Like, we're only in year two, and I feel like we've accomplished so much only in, like, the second year of this committee. It's still kind of, like, experimental. It's still a work in progress. But seeing how much has been done only in the second year, like, me personally gives so much hope for, like, the years down the road of this continuing. Like, this is really, I think, going to be so positive for the district.
Yeah, and on Jaden's point regarding, like, the professional development day, a lot of my teachers were, like, sitting in the audience during that. And, like, at the time, I was kind of really scared because, you know, they were listening and I didn't want to, like, speak poorly, not on the teachers, but, like, on the school itself, or, like, talk about changes that should be made. But, like, I was honest during that, like, public forum or whatever. And then I actually, like, when I came back to school, I had a lot of conversations with some of the teachers, like, who were there. And, like, they were beneficial. Like, they were positive conversations that, like, weren't just isolated to the professional development. And, like, I think that shows not only, like, the longevity that we've been talking about of, like, of this program despite its early stages and, like, the real change that we can make.
Absolutely. I think piggybacking off of what Luke said, he kind of hit it on the head. It wasn't just like a one day thing. Like, I think me as well, I was able to go back. A lot of my teachers were in the audience as well. We were all able to go back and continue those conversations, maybe address something that wasn't addressed on the panel. And I think just going back to that point of continued effort, it's not just a one time show and then, okay, we've acted like we care. Now we're going to go back to doing things how we wanted to. But it's a genuine eye for growth and a genuine effort into achieving that growth. So I think this group is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think so as well. Like, I've seen Mr. Meyer outside of the superintendent council when he comes to, like, school events and stuff. Like, I saw him at Orange when I was helping run the bass choir day at our school, and all the boys in the district and choir were there, and Mr. Meyer showed up and he started talking to me and he brought up council and just was like, they're genuinely supporting his students and just genuinely wanting the district to do its best, and I just appreciate that so much. I've been in so many different districts of schools, and I think that Olentangy really cares.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And with being such a big district, I feel like in the past, like, at least with conversations from, like, my classmates and stuff like that, we kind of see, like, the district, I guess, leadership, for lack of a better word, is, like, something really, like, far away, like, something that doesn't really, like, have to do with us as students. Like, that's between, like, the district and the teachers. Like, that's their thing, and we're kind of separate. But, like, being part of this group, like, it really helped, like, highlight the fact that the district really, like you said, Abby, like, does care. Like, yeah, they do care about our experience as students. And for them to, like, want to bring students together like this, like, it was shocking at first. But, like, now that we've had all these conversations and all these meetings, like, it's like our superintendent and our district, like, they really do care about us.
And I think to that point, like, the fact that we do have such a large district and so many voices go into making all of these decisions every day, especially with, like, state legislation constantly changing, it can be kind of discouraging as a student who, like, might think they have no voice. But then, like, in participating in this, I've kind of seen, like, for example, with the phone policy, how we're seeing potential changes in that at the state and federal level, and how the district wanted to hear what we thought of that. And when we said our phone policy is good, they said, okay, like, hands off. And also, to Maya's point about, like, talking to Superintendent Meyer, I recently sent him an email about, so through BWISE, we have a field day every year. It's hosted at Liberty, and it's, like, we just do our favorite experiments from the year. And we're having one in April, and I was having trouble kind of, like, communicating that to Olentangy parents. So I just shot him an email. I CC'd Mrs. Blackley, and then, like, the same day, he had already emailed, like, the communications department. And then the next day, I heard that they were, like, sending out on a newsletter. They were talking to elementary school principals. And I thought that was a great evidence of, like, the benefit that this program and council, like, can reap.
Connections. Like, Mr. Meyer's got us.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, as a senior, I've heard this a lot from colleges and things like that. It's like, you can always make a big school or a big community seems small, but you can never make a small community seem big. And I think with advice, like, councils like this and just this genuine effort, it's all, like, we have this big, great district with all of these amazing things. But when it comes to that personal relationship, it's like a small district feel. Like, it's genuinely not just you're a number, you're a statistic, but you're a genuine person. Like, you see my face, you say hi, we can have real conversations. Just be like a real community, and I think that's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, big district connection, small district community.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I think it's an example to other surrounding districts, like whether it be in Central Ohio or the entire state or what have you. Like, if a district as big as Olentangy can make changes like this with a small group of students, like, anybody can do it, really. Like, it's evidence that, like, when it comes to changes in our schools and changes in our education system, students' voices are absolutely so, so crucial. And just from, like, friends that go to other schools and other districts and stuff, like, it doesn't seem like that effort is being made. So I think not only is this good for our district, but this is good for, like, just, like, education around us in general. Like, it could really, really be a good example to other schools to do something like this.
I mean, on that note of us having such an amazing opportunity here, like, giving our voices to the district, we're also receiving so much ourselves. I know that, like, I am learning such, like, great skills with communication and everything. Like, we have obviously our access to Mr. Meyer and a lot of other people on the administration panel, but also we just have that skill now of being able to kind of talk to the upper level of people and get our voices heard and kind of figure out how we're going to do that. And I feel like that can be super helpful to us in our future.
I think, yeah, I definitely agree with you. It helps take the, like, nerves almost out of talking to people with authority, people with people with, you know, what you think is more power than you. But I know for me, like, I plan on going into law in the future, and I know that that is going to involve a lot of speaking to people with authority, people with power, having to go and reach out to people and, you know, do things I wouldn't typically do. And this has really helped, like, build a foundation for those skills, like being able to, you know, stand my ground, voice my opinion, and know that, you know, my voice holds power, and know that, you know, you can, your voice will be heard, and you can make it heard as long as you just, you know, speak eloquently, speak the right way, and you can, there's a lot of power in your voice. A lot can be done with just speaking.
I think it's also been beneficial in understanding that, like, conversations or, like, debates or, like, conversations regarding, like, kind of not controversial topics but maybe nuanced topics can have nuanced answers. Like, you don't need to win in a conversation, and I think that's been especially clear in our conversations in the past 3 quarters. Like, I've learned that maybe we don't have to come to an agreement right now, but we can, like, we can compromise, and we can discuss, like, why we think the way we think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think speaking on the point of just future and just looking to the, like, looking in the future of what we'll receive from this, I think this group, larger than anything, has just shown me that I can have a seat at that table. I can have that conversation where previously I might not have had the confidence or the self-assuredness to be like, okay, like Maya was talking about, somebody with more power than me or somebody has a bigger name than me or whatever, I can't speak my mind. I think, like Luke was talking about, we don't need a direct answer, but as long as we're all giving everybody a seat at the table, I think that's a big thing. Like, for me, going to college soon, I'm still deciding whether it's between Ohio State or Purdue. But when I went on both of my college tours, I was able to talk to, there'd be deans of administration or just any sort of people of power. Like, I know at Purdue, I was able to talk to the minority engineering director. And before, when looking back at me when I first joined this sort of advisory committee, I would have never had the confidence to even say anything other than a weak hi, you know what I mean? But able to have a real conversation with them and things like that, I think it's just shown me, it's like, all right, I am able to not just have a voice, but actually speak on things that matter, and I'm able to have a seat at that table.
Thank you again, Abby, Jaden, Luke, and Maya, for sharing about this exclusive opportunity and your experience connecting with district leadership. So until we say hello again, goodbye, Olentangy.